Hello, my bookish friends, my bookish family. How are you? Listen, I know it's been a hot minute since I've been here. I do have good reason, though, so I feel I should explain myself. I should explain my absence. So I know I've mentioned this before, but since the pandemic started, I've been working from home. So what that means is I have basically, I took over our dining room table as my little workspace. So between my laptop and papers and folders, yes, I still use folders. So there was a printer on the floor, and then add in that I started doing this podcast, I couldn't take the clutter a minute longer. So after all of this, over the last couple weeks, I've been putting together a little workspace for myself in the corner on the other side of the dining room table. So I put together a small desk. I upgraded my microphone. I can actually hear myself as I'm talking with you guys now. So basically, I can plug my headphones into this microphone, and then I can hear myself speak. It's a wonderful thing. So I'm back to our regularly scheduled programming, and I'm ready to go. So I'm going to bring you a fun book tag that I saw, of course, over on BookTube, where I tend to live. This is from the channel Gunpowder Fiction and Plot, and Scott and Nell run that channel, and it's a great one. So this one is called The Spoiler Tag. So there are 9 prompts, and you know the deal. We'll go through them together, have some fun, and I'd love to hear your feedback on these as well. So 1, what do you consider a spoiler? Now, I watched Scott and Nell go over these questions, obviously, and this is an original tag that they created. So what do you consider a spoiler? And it's funny because I thought that was like an easy answer, but it varies from person to person. For me, a spoiler is anything that, basically any major plot point, you know, whether it be a death, the answer to a whodunit, definitely a death. That if I read that ahead of time, all I can think about as I'm reading every word of every sentence, I'm just thinking like, oh, When's it coming? I know it's coming. Is it the next page? Is it the next paragraph even? So definitely just the major points. Because I feel like some people don't mind spoilers, and God bless those people, because I don't understand that. Well, the thing is, see, this is the key question. Do you like surprises? Because I love surprises. So I like to go into something not knowing what's going to happen. I don't, you know, that may lead me to be crying like a fool, or I might be laughing uncontrollably. So there's the answer to that. Anything that is a major plot point, specifically if it's a death, if I know that ahead of time, boy, am I just bummed. It doesn't mean I won't read the book, and it doesn't mean I won't enjoy it. It's just a different experience for me. So there you have it. 2, does the genre you're reading impact what you consider to be a spoiler? She says. Well, I don't think so. I think I'm going to go right back to my answer to 1. It doesn't really matter what genre. Yeah, I'm gonna say no on that one, a hard no. 3, all the best bits are in the trailer. Sometimes a synopsis can be too detailed. Do you research books prior to reading them, or do you go in blind? My answer is right in the middle on this one. I wouldn't say I research books prior. I get a lot of book recommendations and referrals from BookTube. YouTube has, a vast amount of book recommendations, and when you get into certain channels and you sort of trust their opinions, you know, then I definitely lean towards the blind side of buying. But there are times I've maybe gone on Goodreads, possibly, or if I'm walking around in a bookstore and I'm kind of like squirrely looking at the back of the book with like one eye closed and the other one squinting to see if I just want to read a little bit about it, you know, because I don't want anything ruined. So there's my answer to that. It's right in the middle. I do a little research. I go more so on recommendations from friends or reviews I've seen on BookTube. And then sometimes, of course, yeah, sometimes you go right in blind, and that can be a lot of fun. Even if I go into book buying blindly and I buy a book and I got a good price on it and it's sort of a stinker, that's still fun. I got to, you know, there's fun in that too. Let's admit it. Number four, sometimes the introduction or translator's notes can spoil the ending, especially for classics. Man, I have a lot to say on this. Has this ever happened to you? I recently posted on my Instagram account a whole little banter on this because I've found specifically to classics, if you read the introductions or notes or sometimes even just the back of the book, you'll get spoilers. You'll get, it's like, as my friend Kristen, she's the comic slayer on YouTube and on Instagram. She said that she used the term spoilery. Yeah, you'll get spoilery spoils on the back of these books and in the introductions or in the translator's notes. And typically, you know, I know some people feel like, listen, it's a classic. The book's been around like longer than 100 years. What's your problem? It's not that I don't understand that point, but I think that's more of a fair thing to say if, you know, I go for the deep dive, right? And I start reading people's book reviews. You know, you, of course, if you go in reading detailed book reviews, then you're going to find, you know, things will be spoiled for you. But simply reading the introduction or the back of a book or notes on something, I think it's a little unfair for even the classics to be spoiled. So to answer this part of the question, has this ever happened to you? I wrote in caps on my notes here, yes. So this, and I won't say, I'll name the books, but I won't tell you why, because you know what? Maybe you hate when this happens to you, so I'm not going to do this to you. So this is sort of like a warning. So with Jane Eyre, on the back of the book, I believe it was the back of the book, yeah. Either way, let's just say warning. If you want to read Jane Eyre and you don't remember what happened in it, let's say you read it back in high school and it will be a brand new to you book, even though it's a classic. I'm just telling you, just go in blind and have a great time. And I'm also reading right now as part of a read-along on BookTube, The Brothers Karamazov. And some people say that what I read and took as a big spoiler isn't a spoiler, but I'm just telling you, again, if you want to go into that book not knowing, don't read anything ahead of time. All right, number five. Name a time somebody spoiled a novel for you. Thankfully, there's never been a time when somebody's done that. And I think if they did, I would have cut them out of my life. I have had some TV shows ruined for me because somebody, like, I watched it, you know, I wasn't watching, I'll tell you what show it was. It was The Walking Dead. So when I discovered The Walking Dead, I was watching it on Netflix. And you know, I was barreling through it, but when I was talking to one of my friends, he didn't know exactly where I was in the show, and he very innocently mentioned something that happened. It was a death. And I was silently devastated. I'm too nice sometimes. I didn't yell at the guy. I didn't tell him that he spoiled anything because I knew he would feel horrible. So there's my story on that one. But never, that never happened with a novel, never happened with a book or anything. So that's good, right? So number six, have you ever spoiled a novel for somebody else? Come on, I'm not an animal. Number seven, if spoilers ruin novels, are there some authors or genres you can't are there some authors or genres you can't reread? No, it's a different, rereads are just a totally different experience, right? So obviously, if I've already read it, I'm going to remember the major plot points. Well, hopefully I would. So I would say no to that. That doesn't really cause me to say, oh, I can't reread that because I know what's going to happen, you know, regardless of the author or the genre. Oh, wow. We're blowing through these questions pretty quickly, aren't we? So number eight, when reviewing, are you spoiler free? I'm sorry. Let's start this one over. Number eight, when reviewing, are you spoiler free? Does this limit your ability to discuss? 100%. When I never claim to be a book reviewer, but if I'm sharing my thoughts on a book, I make sure I don't include any spoilers. I'm very sensitive to that. I would feel horrible if I ruined a book for somebody. But I don't really feel that limits my ability to discuss the book, though, because really, I think when you want to know about a book, you want to know a little bit about it, right? But you don't necessarily want to know, you know, all the characters' names, where it's set, what it's about, I think you want to know more so, well, personally, if I go to somebody to find out if they liked a book or not, I basically want to know their experience reading it, whether it be, you know, I want actually the good or the bad, because doesn't mean that my feelings on the book are going to match theirs. So I just want to know how they felt reading it, whether it be they love the characters or they loved all the characters but one, and maybe why they love that character and why they hated the others. It's just more of their feeling on it. And sort of, I want to know about the ride they took reading the book. I hope that makes sense. So number nine, this is the shout out section. So it says here, tell us about five channels you enjoy and then tag them. So I'm a big rule follower. So I'm going to stick to only mentioning five BookTube channels, but I know there are plenty others who I'd love to hear their answers to these questions. So I'll just mention five. Again, I'm a rule follower. So here we go. So it's five. They're in no particular order. And if you watch BookTube on YouTube, then I hope you'll jump in and try these channels out. If you don't know them, you probably already know them. But if you don't watch much BookTube and you enjoy reading, you like talking about books, you like hearing about new books, you like hearing about old books, I suggest you give it a shot because it's a lot of fun. It's a nice community. I think sometimes reading can be, I don't know about you, like I have some friends that read, but not a ton that are, you know, as into it as I am. So that's why you always hear me talking about BookTube, because it's just a great community to go to when you need an escape and you just want to hang out with like-minded people. So here I go. These are the five channels I'm going to recommend to you. I'll tag them. As you guys know, I post this podcast up on my YouTube channel as well, because some people hang out there and others just like to listen to their podcasts in their cars or wherever. So I just put this up everywhere where the people might be, as I always like to say. So, all right, get to it. Would you already, Mary? So the five channels that I'm going to tag are I always call her my bookish bestie, Kristen, and she's at the Comic Slayer. Oh, I do want to mention when I do put this podcast up over on YouTube, that's where I'll actually tag and link all of these channels to make it real easy if you just want to click on over to check them out. So Kristen at the Comic Slayer, and then I want to tag Laura at Book Bubbler, and of course, Laura's bestie Danny over at Spinelli Speaks, and I want to tag Kim at Middle of the Book March. She's a riot. And of course, the legend on BookTube, Steve Donahue. Again, I'm sure that a lot of these channels will already be tagged, but I figure if I tag them as well, it's sort of like a nagging. So if we get a bunch of people to tag them, then they'll, you know, maybe feel a little pressure to join in. All right. As always, thanks so much for joining me today. You guys know I appreciate you very much. And I always like to leave you with a book quote. Today's is from Jane Austen from Northanger Abbey. The person, be it gentleman or lady, who has not pleasure in a good novel must be intolerably stupid. You tell him, Jane. Okay, guys, thanks again, everyone. Remember to enjoy those books.